The year of chaos has arrived. Yes, my dear friends, Happy New Year. And boy, I hope everybody's buckled up because we literally have hit the ground at warp speed. So, the year of chaos is here. Before we get into the year of chaos too far, don't forget to subscribe, like, share, please comment, leave your questions on our Facebook page, or really, you can message us on Facebook. That's the best way. Just go to Bread Breakers on Facebook. You can catch us there. We love to interact. But if you're finding value at all from the podcast on Spotify, or the other podcast platforms, or on YouTube, please, 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 please take a second right now, just 2 seconds to subscribe if you're not already and like this video so we can get more traction on the algorithm. And if you're really feeling like I really want to go above and beyond and spend 10 seconds, leave a comment like, hey, great job. So what do I mean by year of chaos? This is 2024. And for those of you that are not aware, here in the United States, we will be going through a presidential election this year. And they're always kind of chaotic, but this year is going to be a madhouse. It is going to be insane. There are going to be people coming out of the woodwork to prophesy all the different things that are going to happen. There will be many people that get those wrong, and yet they will not repent. They will not openly and publicly say, hey, I was wrong. Please don't stone me as a false prophet, but I won't do it anymore. Just like before, we've had this many, many times. I've already talked about when we were just a few months ago now, the Israel-Hamas conflict sort of kicked off. I already said, watch, I'm going to say right now, I'm going to not prophesy. I'm not trying to prophesy or anything, but my prediction, my guess, my best guess is that we will still be here 1 year from now, and yet you will have all these people who have prophesied the rapture is here. We're right here in the last days, the end of time, blah blah blah. David Jeremiah has another book out called like The Great Disappearance or something. I don't know how many of these books you can make, but apparently people are still buying them. But what do I mean by chaos? I want to give credit to that name to Patrick Bet David. He's one of the guys I sometimes listen to on like podcasts and stuff. And he kind of said that he thinks this year is going to be the year of chaos. And I think that is so apropos. That is exactly the best way to categorize it. It's going to be a chaotic year. We need to buckle up. We need to be ready. All y'all people out there that, frankly, I'm trying to be nice here, but kind of with your head in the sand and everything that's like too hard to imagine or think about is like a conspiracy theory. And we're just going to slap that label on it and we're not going to think about it. You are getting ready to get your head pulled out of the sand. Okay. But it's amazing to me how many of these conspiracy theories come out to be conspiracy truth. And then we just keep on moving. Remember way back when you were getting kicked off of YouTube and stuff for suggesting that COVID was coming out of a lab in Wuhan? And then remember when that was actually proven true and even lefty Marxist newspapers and stuff started to admit it based on the Fauci emails and all that stuff? Remember way back when the Hunter Biden laptop was all just conspiracy theory? And then left-wing Marxist newspapers had to admit, yeah, Biden laptop story, completely true. Hunter Biden, completely corrupt. Joe Biden, involved in his activities, all this stuff coming out of the laptop deal. Yeah. So we're going to talk about a few things here, but I want to keep everything in focus, right? Before we launch this podcast, I want to keep everything in focus. And that is, our salvation does not come from who the next president is. Our salvation comes from Jesus Christ. Our mission is not just here, the United States, right here, right now, this moment, go USA. Our mission is the kingdom of God. We need to keep those things at the forefront. We need to keep that always in our mind, in our understanding. Our vision for the future needs to be the vision of the kingdom of God. And within that context now, there are things like a presidential election coming up. So which of the two would you rather have, right? If it's Joe Biden, which many people think that somebody's going to step in, they're going to try and do some shenanigans. They've done this stuff in the past. If you remember back when Bernie Sanders was really kind of moving ahead and they did all this background finagling, legal, but still it was not right to get Hillary Clinton in there because she was the anointed one of the Democratic Party at the time. They've done this kind of stuff before, and so it's not impossible that somebody like a Gavin Newsom might step in. Maybe there's been speculation Michelle Obama. I don't think it's going to be his vice president, Kamala Harris. She is, even if you can imagine it, she's even worse than Biden, so I don't think they're going to try that, but maybe they will. Who knows? But let's just say it's Biden versus Trump. And of course, with Trump, they're going through all these completely unconstitutional, trying to get him off the ballot in Colorado and Maine. What's up with y'all? What is up with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? Folks in those states, change your state or get out of there if you got half a brain and leave just the ones with no brain. This is ridiculous nonsense. It's so obviously corrupt. And yet here we go. We just keep on moving forward. Whatever can't happen here, man. Yeah, I can believe evil, bad, terrible things about Russia or China or Venezuela, but not in my country, not in the USA. Yeah, this stuff happens here too. So it's going to be the year of chaos, folks. We're going to need to be people who are firm on facts, firm on stepping back and not getting down into the tribalism, my guy, your guy. Our guy, okay, if you want to say guy, it's maybe a little irreverent, but our king, our Lord is Jesus Christ, right? Our mission and focus is the kingdom. But within the kingdom, within the world, right, in the earth, there's a presidential election going on. There are wars being waged right now, right? Russia, Ukraine. Now, we can say that's way over there, Russia, Ukraine, but the way it's happening is basically we are supporting one of those sides. We are on an allied front with Ukraine, and we can say we are not at war with them, but that's semantics. That's wordplay. You've got China openly talking about going after Taiwan in the next couple of years, and they quote-unquote hope it's peaceful, or Jing said, I can't remember the exact quote, but basically saying that we'd like it not to be open warfare, but y'all in the United States better not step in and try and stop us. But I think the phase, like the next couple of years, what does that look like? That's not war-ish. Okay. We've got the Israel-Hamas thing going on. Again, there's a lot of chaos going on in the world right now. More local to us. We have the unraveling, the unveiling of the Jeffrey Epstein. Remember that conspiracy theory? Oh, please. Rich billionaire, millionaire guys going off to some private island where they're having all this horrible stuff, you know, pedophilia and stuff going on. That's ridiculous. That's insane. That's madness. You conspiracy theory folks, that could never happen in this country. Oh, whoops. Oops, it came out in the news several years ago. This was years ago now. Remember the movie that came out, The Sound of Freedom? Go check that out. I recommend you watch the movie as well. It's a true story, based on a true story, FBI agent. Now, this was down in South America where the island was that they created and did all this stuff to do this sting operation. But this is the kind of thing that happens. It's a known thing. And yes, Jeffrey Epstein was right in the middle of it. And remember back when he was in, they nabbed him, they got him in prison. And then oddly enough, I believe it was the cameras malfunctioned. The guards went on break. You can check the facts. All the facts may be a little hazy. He was hung from a height that was, I think, lower than his standing height. So like I guess he had to like bend his knees or something to hang himself, right? All this stuff. Go look at the facts and you tell me if you think that guy really killed himself. Of course, he had a lot of dirt and stuff on a lot of powerful people. And so it's not odd that he would find himself, quote unquote, suicided in a prison. But then this whole thing with, what was her name, Ghislaine Maxwell, she was his like right-hand person. She was recruiting people, helping him in all this stuff. She gets caught, and then it's years and years later, all of a sudden the list starts coming out, the names on the list, right? And who's on there, right? Well, Bill Clinton's on there? I'm shocked. Prince Andrew's on there? I'm shocked. Of course, if you'll remember, JP Morgan Chase, right? The big, massive bank, paid tens of millions of dollars in a settlement to help Prince Andrew out with all those allegations when they came out. That's a little strange, isn't it? A little odd. Well, not if you're not afraid of quote-unquote conspiracy theories. It makes sense. You follow the money. You see these rich and powerful people the way they do. Of course, his name's on there. He's buddies with Epstein. He's going to Epstein's Island, apparently, allegedly, right? We look, in looking at some of the folks who are diving into, and you can go do this. You can actually go online and find the raw documents, all of the different documents with the transcripts and stuff. But there's people's names on there like Trump. And I think the media, you can just bet your bottom dollar what they're going to do is they're going to focus on Trump's name is on there. But then my understanding is when you go and look at these documents from what people are reporting on who have actually done a deep dive, I don't get paid for this, so deep dive into these documents, Trump's name is in there, but Trump is actually exonerated in there. They're asking the witness, hey, was Epstein ever around Trump? Was Trump ever on the plane? Was Trump ever over at Epstein Island? And the answer is no, right? The answer is no. Thus far, there's more to be released. There's more to come out. But guess who is implicated, right? Good old Clinton, good old Bill Clinton on that plane multiple times at that island quite a bit, right? He had a frequent flyer, program and a frequent attendee pass at the island, apparently. Of course, we should not be surprised at that, right? Remember all the stuff that happened with Monica Lewinsky and Jennifer Flowers and all these different things that we know is true, but he didn't get impeached for it, but it wasn't that it wasn't true. It was just, he didn't get impeached for it. People knew. I mean, it came out. The guy's guilty of sin. Having relations, we'll say, in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky. And again, this guy, obviously, it's obvious this guy has a problem. It's obvious these guys have a problem. And Epstein was taking these guys to this island, doing the very thing that they talk about and show in the life of this FBI agent in The Sound of Freedom. Again, go watch the movie. It was a great movie. But what's going on here? This is chaos. We're 5 days into the new year as of the time of this recording, and we are already off to a massive. I mean, you ever watch the movies like Star Wars and stuff when they push the handle down and they hit warp speed and the lights all like zoom forward? I mean, that's where we are, and we're only 5 days in. We're boom kicking off the new year with crazy town chaos, as Patrick Bet David said. I think it's important for us as people, children of God, We are our allegiances are not. Well, I'm so pro. If Trump's name, if it ever comes out that he was at that island participating in those things and pedophilia and that kind of thing, then he needs to go to prison just like everybody else on that list. They should be underneath the prison house. Actually, if you ask me, and since we're talking kingdom, I think we should go to the Old Testament and we should see what the penalty is for guys doing that kind of thing. And that's the penalties that we should be doing. I don't really believe in the penitentiary, the current penitentiary system, the prison system with just locking everybody and anybody up and having gobs and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people just locked up behind bars. The Bible doesn't say that at all. Actually, the scriptures, the Old Testament, they didn't have a prison system. They had a justice system that was more rehabilitation. Can this person be rehabilitated? And let's make sure it happens. Restitution, like if you steal, well, you got to give double back and things like that. Work it off and give double back. Or execution. Okay. So if they can't be rehabilitated, we can't do restitution. Why is this person in society? Okay. There are certain sins, certain things that are just so egregious. They're so such an affront to God that yes, the death penalty is warranted. And just because our Supreme Court doesn't necessarily say it is, there used to be many, many laws on the books that are no longer there today. But 100 years ago, they thought it was serious enough. And the Supreme Court thought it was fine to have these laws. And now we've taken those laws off the books. Why? Because we've become degenerate. We've become apostate as a nation. We've become more and more and more immoral as a nation. And I want to see the nation turn back to God. This is my personal opinion, between the two, Biden and Trump, which one of those guys is going to be more likely to get us on a path of maybe we actually clean up the corruption? Maybe we actually move in the direction of repentance and restoration in this country? There is no doubt about it. It's Trump. There's no doubt about it. If you want to hit me up on Messenger, we can argue about it. I can give you more facts. I can give you why. But I'm telling you, that's the way it is. If, though, God is like, no, the door is closed. The door is closed to restitution. The door is closed to redemption. No repentance for America. If that's the case, then the best candidate to get us on the track of hurry up and have the wrath of God the final wrath of God meted out and poured out on the United States, well, then Biden is definitely the guy to take us there. The libs, the lefties, right? I'm not saying all the Democrats, like if you are specifically, you are a Democrat, but the Democratic leadership have all gone Marxist, leftist, crazy. How do I know this? Look at RFK Jr. He is a Democrat. Kennedy, his last name is Kennedy, and things are so corrupt in the Democratic Party that he has to run. He's currently running, right? He's in there with Biden and Trump and DeSantis and all these guys. He's running as an independent because they will not let him run as a Democrat because of all those different manipulations and things they're doing to try and keep him and push him out. That's what I talked about with Bernie Sanders. So, and you can, again, fact check me on this stuff. If I'm wrong, hey, let's talk about it. But they're corrupt. They're corrupt. The Dems, they're going to be the faster trip to hell. And Trump, if we don't repent and really turn back to God and the kingdom of God, he will be a slower trip to hell. But he's the only chance for like repentance. Now, what I mean by that is he's the only chance for repentance from a top-down leadership perspective. It could definitely happen that Biden gets in, it starts going to hell in a handbasket, we are on our way over the cliff, and then, I don't know, secession movements start picking up. Texas secedes, Florida secedes, Tennessee secedes, California doesn't like those crazy MAGA Trump people anymore, and they split off. That could happen, and then maybe we can save some of the sane places in the United States. That's definitely possible. But again, I think this is just, I mean, again, we got all these wars going on, all these conflicts happening. Again, Russia, China thrown in. I mean, these are massive world powers, folks. We've got all the stuff going on in South America and Argentina with their new president coming in and kicking out all the liberal, they don't have Democrats, but they would be the Democrats in our country. But he's kicking out all these Marxist leftists that have destroyed their country, right? Double digit crazy inflation for decades or whatever it's been. So again, there's so much going on. It is a year of chaos. And so we're going to be here walking through it together. I'm not trying to scare anybody or anything. Listen, all through the Bible, God has always been able to protect and keep his people. When the judgments of God came on Jerusalem, for instance, and God had had enough, and he literally took them complete destruction, took them to Babylon for 70 years, he was still able to preserve a remnant even there within Babylon. So I don't want people who are in the kingdom of God, true kingdom people, disciples of Christ. I'm not talking about quote unquote your average believer, quote unquote your average Christian. You know, I believe in God, I go to church. I'm not talking about those people. Those people need to be scared to death. If you don't have a real discipleship walk with God, and if you don't know what that is, hit us up. We'll ask you a few questions. We'll get in a conversation. Let's look biblically at what it means to be I know I'm a little animated here. I don't know why I'm so animated. My hands are just going all over the place. Looks like I can't talk without my hands. But the issue is we have too much of this false Christianity. And look at T.D. Jakes. Look at the stuff happening with T.D. Jakes. Now, I don't know that the current stuff, the allegations with him and some of these, like P. Diddy and some of these men that he's supposedly has enticed and all this stuff. I don't know. I know there have been other people over the years that this stuff has happened to. Mega, mega, mega churches where this stuff has absolutely come out and it's absolutely happened. I personally know someone who recently, not in my local area, but nearby, they were actually, they pled out. They actually pled out for misconduct. They were a youth pastor and they actually, there was facts and circumstances, and it was, you know, it was obvious enough that they had to plead to the issue. Okay. And that's on a super, super small scale, smaller church. Nobody would know the name of the church or the name of the person besides local people. And what's the point in embarrassing? I hope they've repented. I hope they've moved on with God. I hope there's been redemption and restoration there. So I don't want to get anybody, I don't want to out anybody that, you know, may not already be outed, but I mean, huge churches. So this stuff with T.D. Jakes could absolutely be true. All right. It could absolutely be true. I will tell you what is true. I can just look and see. T.D. Jakes is too worldly. T.D. Jakes is too comfortable with rappers and stars and stuff like that. How do I know this? Because they're coming to his church. They aren't changing, but they're comfortable at his church. Folks, I'm sorry. When immoral people are comfortable, they are comfortable hanging with, chilling out with, taking suspicious pictures with people who are supposed to be men of God, and that man of God is not clarifying, he's not going out there and saying, listen, yes, I was there at that birthday party or, you know, at that whatever, and that's because he is my friend, but I am working with him. He is in sin. I do not support what he is about. Where is T.D. Jakes doing this stuff? No, he's just buddies with these people, okay? That right there lets you know there's immorality. He's going too close to the world. How do I know that? The Bible says the friendship of the world is the enemy of God. The friendship of the world, the worldliness, the world systems, okay? It is the enemy of God. When you sell out, you are the enemy of God. I don't care if you're still up preaching from a Bible book. It doesn't mean you personally, your heart. It does not mean you are with God. And so, it's a year of chaos. Maybe I pray that if T.D. Jakes was doing all that stuff and hurting people in this way and manipulating people in this way, I pray the truth comes out. And I pray that retribution from God is met out. I hope that in that time, he can repent and be redeemed. But the retribution from God does need to happen. People need to start having confidence in their leaders again, in the church again, and it's not just some scam with a bunch of CEOs who are corrupt as any other CEO. This stuff is nonsense. It's terrible. It's a slap in the face of the true church, the true kingdom of God. And so those who are not true disciples, those who are not true kingdom-minded believers, they need to be worried because it's a year of chaos. And those folks, the Bible says when Jesus comes, not in his final coming, but when he comes with in judgment with his winnowing fan, which this happens all throughout. This happens all the time. When he comes with his winnowing fan and he starts shaking things up, the chaff gets blown away. And that is exactly where the chaff is going to go. Okay? We need to be wheat. We need to have weight, gravity, you know, gravitas. We need to have something to us that is more than fluff. And that is what I'm saying. Those people do not have to worry. The elect do not have to worry. The truly chosen of God, they do not have to worry, because even if everything goes up in flames, God is able to preserve the remnant. He has always done so. He is completely capable of doing so. It doesn't mean we can't go through trying times. And if we go through trying times where there's persecution and stuff on the true church, on the kingdom of God, on the disciples, on the remnant, don't forget, yes, of course, there will be all these people prophesying, the end is here, the rapture is coming, blah, blah, blah. But they'll all be wrong, and guess what? The remnant will still be going strong. The remnant will persevere, just like they did all throughout history from the birth of the church to this very chaotic day. So just wanted to drop it, leave it there, kick off the year with some craziness. Why not? And don't forget, please, again, if you're finding value, subscribe, leave a comment, like the video and the podcast. Love y'all. God bless you. And we'll catch you on the next one.